They're only a flock of stormy. I mean, they're, you know, we got word as councillors at 2 o'clock that it was updated to a red alert. And the storm probably kicked off from 3:30 and it was far too short notice for people to move out. So what I've called and asked for the council to do is when we get an orange weather warning that we prepare these centres. Now, take into consideration some of these centres as defective blocks as well. So we have to look at places that it's available, GA clubs, anywhere at all, that people can go, feel safe, charge their phones, have a cup of tea till these storms blow over. It's all right opening these centres after the storm has passed where people has no electricity, but I would rather we prepare and let people move on the safe place and an orange weather warning, and then it wouldn't happen that they'd have to move after the storm's over. Like, you know, then it's too late. And my fear is sometime along soon that we're going to have a building collapsing due to some of these storms is very, very severe. And some of the homes that people's living in shouldn't be in it, you know. So I'd rather we prepare for an orange weather warning. Better be safe than sorry, and moving people and do a safe place.
And you've also raised concern regarding the lack yet again of the social home scheme for defective block homeowners, particularly as we enter the winter now.
Yeah, that's the key. Like we were sort of guaranteed the government department back in July that we would have an announcement about social homes come in December and October. Like, we're coming to November now, and we still haven't heard anything yet, you know. And as I say, the council needs this to get their scheme in place, you know, sooner rather than later. It wants to get that announcement, and it's probably another 6 months of time they get their paperwork in order, get the tenders not out, and then we're back in the next winter again before any work out. And people haven't got that length of time.